really exciting discovery, which has been published in the journal Science this week, a group of scientists at Harvard, Tobias Yunt and his colleagues, they have watched in real time as platelets, these tiny fragments of cells that help our blood to clot, are actually made. And the way they did it was by taking some mice which have been genetically programmed so that these cells in their bone marrow, called megakaryocytes, that produce these platelets, glow green or yellow under a certain kind of light produced by a microscope. And the researchers were able to watch as these cells produced these platelets and squirted them into the blood inside their bone marrow. And what the cells do is to extend these really thin fingers of cell into or through holes in the walls of blood vessels so that the ends of the cells were dangling in the blood flow that was going through the inside of the bone marrow. And the blood flow snaps off little bits of cell surface, and those are the platelets. And they initially start off as little clumps, and then they go through the lungs, which fragments them a bit more, filters out the big lumps and turns it into lots of little ones, and you get these platelets. And no one's ever seen this before. We kind of knew that these cells made platelets. We had no idea how they got formed. So it looks like it's just the blood flow snapping off bits of cell. And why it's really important to understand this is there are lots of diseases which are caused by having too few platelets, and no one knows how to make them artificially. We have to go to human donors to get them. So understanding the process means we might be a step closer to making them artificially, and then how to help people who don't have enough of them.
So you might be able to grow the cells in a with a little pretend blood vessel and then pump pretend blood around and
simulate the conditions that make them in the body, so you don't have to then rely on human donors. Because whenever you rely on human donors, there are risks of things like infection, and also the tissue goes off and it's in a limited amount. You can only have so much of it, whereas if you make it artificially, you can make huge amounts.
Brilliant.